It's the hottest game of the series between the hottest teams in the California League. Coming up next, it's Game 3 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the San Jose Giants. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Excite Ballpark, located in San Jose, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Thursday night for Rawhide Baseball. Yesterday, the Rawhide captured their sixth straight weekday day game victory, improving to 6-0 in such games this season. But tonight, we turn the page to the middle of the series as the Rawhide look to take a 2-1 lead. Wednesday's game featured the second major league rehabber of the series in the form of Alex Cobb. The 36-year-old right-hander went four complete innings, including four punch-outs. However, it was the Rawhide who took advantage of the veteran, scoring all three of their runs in the third inning, including San Jose's first shutout since June 6th. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings and the out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for Game 3 of the six-game series. Visalia looking for their first lead of the series. And with that, we'll go through the California League standings for the first time tonight. We'll start off in the north, where San Jose 49-33 overall. They'll look to become the first team in the California League this season to capture 50 wins. They're currently 12-5. Meanwhile, in second place, the Fresno Grizzlies 45-37. They find themselves five games back of first place in the north with a 7-10 record in the second half. Modesto, same as well, 7-10. Meanwhile, in last, the Stockton Ports, who are 6-11. Six games back out of first place. Meanwhile, in the south, Visalia 40-42. They have an 11-6 record. They currently lead the Southern Division over second place. It's Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are 9-8 following the first two wins of their series out in Stockton. They're two games back. Lastly, in third and fourth, it's the Inland Empire 66ers and Lake Elsinore Storm, both knotted up at 8-9. So just a three-game difference between first and fourth place in the Southern Division. And with that, we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for the first time tonight, where only one other game is underway at the moment, Lake Elsinore and Fresno at a Diamond Stadium. The Fresno Grizzlies currently lead 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Starting at 6:35, so 5 minutes after us, will be the Inland Empire 66ers and Modesto Nuts. And then lastly, at 7:05 at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, it'll be Ports versus Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Next up, we move around the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in High A. It'll be the former Rawhide alum Roman Angelo on the mound. He's 1-3 with a 3.15 ERA, Hillsborough and Tri-City starting at 7:05. Meanwhile, at the AA level out at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, it's the Missions versus the Sod Poodles. San Antonio currently leads Amarillo 2-1. That game is currently in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lastly, at the AAA level, the Reno Aces and Round Rock Express will get started at the same time as us at 6:30 here, local time. So that's all your scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization and the scores here in the California League. We'll take one final break and get you tonight's starting pitchers, Visalia versus San Jose, coming up next right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on!
Let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for the national anthem and starting lineups here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Game 83 of 131 here in 2024. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Rawhide will be the right-hander Denny Lerondo, 2-3 with a 4.03 ERA. Denny looking to bounce back from his last outing against Rancho last Wednesday night, where he only went two-thirds of an inning before he would be knocked out of the ballgame. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, it would be Uber Mejias, 3-4 with a 4.06 ERA, and Mejias looking to give San Jose back in the win column. First pitch starting at 6:30. You listen to the game as along with all games all season long at VisaliaRawhide.com. We'll step aside for the anthem, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch and starting lineups right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Game 3 of the 6-game series is on the way, and it's live from Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll be right back. second half began. It has been an intriguing series to look at. Circle it on the calendar, the San Jose Giants and Visalia Rawhide, and we get ready for game three of the six-game series between the Rawhide and Giants. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Yancey always gets ready to dig into the batter's box, along with today's starting pitcher, Yubert Mejias. Mejias is ready. Luis is ready. We're ready. First pitch on the way. A hit to the right side. First pitch swinging and a first pitch out. Caught by the first baseman, Jack Payton. And that is how quickly it takes to begin the ball game here in San Jose on this Thursday night. And it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. First pitch officially goes down at 6:32 p.m. And the pitch to Torin goes in there for a strike 0-1. Happy to be alongside with you for this game three of the six-game series. San Jose won game one. Visalia won game two last night. Should say yesterday afternoon. Visalia a 3-0 shutout against San Jose in yesterday's ball game. Meanwhile, it took a ninth walk-off win of the season by an opponent for the Giants to win on Tuesday night. Final score 5-4. And Terrain will hit the ball just in front of home plate. And it will be the second out of the inning. And it brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Starting lineup for Visalia today goes Yancey Luis at the one spot. Christopher Torin, the DH, will bat two. Demetrio Crisantes, the third baseman, will bat third, followed by the right fielder Angel Ortiz at the cleanup spot. Drew Jones will bat at the five spot, followed by Jackson Feltner, the first baseman, making a series debut at six. Anderson Rojas, seven. Adrian DeLeon, the Rawhide catcher, eight. And then lastly, Wyatt Crenshaw, the left fielder, batting nine. Third base coach Jaime Del Valle checking in with the home plate umpire Drew Buffelli, trying to get clarification on the fair ball from Torin. And that pitch is in there for a strike 0-1 with two away. And this ball that didn't move more than 6 feet away from home plate. So now you have two quick outs here from Mejias. Here's the pitch to Crisantes. He gets a piece of that one. And the count is now 0-2. Ibrahim Mejias looking for a quick, efficient inning number one right here with Ortiz on deck. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into center field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit in front of the center fielder, Estelin Cassiani. And just like that, the on-base streak, the hitting streak continues for Demetrio Crisantes. He has been a storyline for this Rawhide team, and we will definitely mention him a lot more as this broadcast rolls on as Angel Ortiz gets ready to step into the box for the first time tonight. Talking about the numbers for Mejias in 2024, 3-4 with a 4.06 ERA, making his 15th start of the season. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. 75 and a third inning of work in his second year in the Giants organization. So far, 55 strikeouts and 16 walks. Ortiz gets a piece of that one, sends it into left center field. We'll see who calls it off. It appears to be Diaz, the left fielder. He'll be underneath it to make the grab, and inning number one has come to a conclusion. Visalia gets one hit thanks to Demetrio Crisantes. However, he will be stranded over at first base, and we'll move to the bottom half of the frame where we'll see Denny Lerando for the first time tonight. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, Let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Joe Gonzalez with you as we move to the bottom of the first inning. And it'll be Maui Ohuna to lead things off against Denny Lerondo. Visalia in the All-American Saturday tops on this Thursday night. It's been Denny Lerondo who has preferred to go with these uniforms over his last few starts. Pitch on the way goes in there for a strike. And the count is now 0-1. Denny Lerondo working from the windup. He gets ready to deal second pitch to Ohuna. He takes that one inside for ball one, 1-1. All-American Saturday tops, the black jerseys with the stars and stripes rawhide across the chest. Meanwhile, in the back, the American flag numbers. Gray pants with the red trim along the side. Black belts in the front. And Visalia rocking the black caps for the second straight game. The black caps with the rawhide V in the front. Only Tuesday night, the rawhide wore the red caps with the lasso R in the front. That was Casey Anderson's start. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Lerondo gets ready for the deal to Ohuna. Here's the pitch, and swings and fouls it off to the right side. The former Tennessee Volunteer batting .208 with a home run and 10 RBIs here in 2024. Still trying to work his way back into the field, dealing with an upper body issue. 1-2 with no outs. Here's the pitch to Ohuna. Breaking ball outside. And the count is now 2-2. For San Jose, they'll rock the home Giants uniforms for the third straight game. Giants across the chest. San Jose patch on the left sleeve. Giants logo on the right. Pitch on the way. High for ball three. 3-2. Giants black pants, black belt with the black helmets with the SJ emblem in the front. Same caps in the field. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's a pitch from Lerondo. And once again, it swung on and fouled back. So Ohuna making a difficult first at bat to begin this ball game for the San Jose offense. The team who failed to put up a run yesterday, six hits. Visalia had 10. They were only able to put together three runs. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Anderson Rojas will scoop that one up, toss to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning, and we'll look through the San Jose batting order brought to you by Anthem. Maui Ohuna leads things off. He'll be followed by Luke Schlicker. Charlie Zaccone will bat third, followed by Jack Payton batting four. Cesar Quintas will bat five, followed by Giancarlo Cio at the sixth spot. Ramon Peralta will bat at the seven hole, followed by Estelin Cassiani eight. And then lastly, it'll be the left fielder, Lisbel Diaz, batting out of the number nine spot. One out pitch on the way from Denny Lerondo, sent into left field. Should be a fairly easy play for Wyatt Crenshaw. He's in front of it to make the grab, and there's one down here in the inning. Talking about today's starting pitcher, Denny Lerondo. He comes in at 6'2", 180, the 21-year-old right-hander from Villa Clara, Cuba. Claimed off of waivers in December 2023. He enters the ballgame with a four-seam fastball, the curveball, changeup, sinker, and cutter. Five-pitch arsenal for the rawhide right-hander. Two-out pitch on the way, right down the middle, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Last time we saw Lerondo was on July 3rd against Rancho Cucamonga. That was the final game out at Lone Mart Field before the rawhide wrapped up that nine-game homestand and returned to Visalia for three games before getting 2 days off before coming here to San Jose. 1-1 with two away here to Charlie Zaccone. A guy who's batting .324 with a home run and 30 RBIs. Lerondo's pitch ripped into right field, and Zaccone's really nice week continues to roll on. He rips that one into right field. It's his sixth hit of the series, and it brings up Jack Payton to the plate.
The first
Jack Payton. Jack Payton, going to be the right-on-right matchup here as he gets ready to dig in. Batting .316, with no home runs and two RBIs here in 2024. Peyton batting out of the cleanup spot. Lorando got the first two outs before Zaccone ripped that one into right field. Lorando's pitch on the way. That one is low and outside for a ball one. 1-0. We'll go through the numbers for Lorando in 2024. 2-3 with a 4.03 ERA, making his 15th start of the season. 1-0 pitch on the way. Outside corner in there for a strike. 1-1. Lorando, 58 innings of work so far here in 2024. That's three less than a career high that he set back in 2023, where he had 61 innings of work between the Complex League and Visalia, where he appeared in three games with Rawhide last fall. That pitch is low and outside for ball 2-1. Lorando so far 71 punchouts, 43 walks. That punchouts is the most in his career. After last year, he had 68 between the ACL and single A. Pickoff attempt at first. Jackson Feltner will apply the grab. Applies the tag, but Zaccone's in there easily. Jack Payton returning to the lineup for the first time since Tuesday night. He had yesterday afternoon's game off. A 2-1 pitch on the way from Lorando. Half swing, does he go around? Pickoff attempt at first. First base umpire Chad Lagana. He does not go around. Lagana was behind home plate yesterday, and he'll be back behind the plate for Friday's ball game. Three balls, one strike, two away. Jack Payton looking to get runners on first and second here in the bottom of the first inning. Lorando's pitch from the belt. Outside corner, ball four. So a five pitch walk to Payton is going to bring up Cesar Quintas to the plate.
Now batting the right fielder, number 13, Cesar Quintas.
So Lorando, a quick first two outs. And now the last two batters have reached. And the catcher, Adrian DeLeon, will make his way from behind home plate to talk with his infield. Quintas, 218 on the year with six home runs and 35 RBIs here in 2024. You got Zaccone at second, Jack Payton at first. Lorando's pause before the first pitch of the at-bat. Here's the deal. A breaking ball swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1 with two away. Both teams with a hit in their first innings. As Dimitri Crisantis with one in the top of the first. And Charlie Zaccone is here in the bottom of the first inning. Danny Lorando's 0-1 with two away. A glance at second base. Here's the deal. Nice breaking ball there. Makes count 0-2 using the curveball to his advantage on that pitch. Quintas once again will dig in on the right-on-right matchup. Lorando looking to put an end to the first inning right here. Glance at second base. Here's his pitch. Upstairs. Strike three called. And Cesar Quintas is going to be rung up for the final out of the inning. One hit, no runs, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through one at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Salia Rawhide.com.
Three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. you can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Drew Jones will lead things off here in the top half of the second inning. It'll be Drew Jones, Jackson Feltner, Anderson Rojas, 5-6 and 7 due up. Mejias' pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. Charging over is Peralta, and it's going to sneak into outfield for a base hit. It'll be Drew's first of the evening, and it'll be Visalia's second hit of the night. First hit of the ball game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So Jackson Feltner will step up to the plate for the first time in this series. Talk about yesterday's ball game. Odifi Marte at first. Demetrio Crisantes on Tuesday night. Man to the right side of the infield. Now Mejias will get ready for the deal here to Jackson Feltner. Pause and the pitch. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Last time we saw Jackson Feltner, you have to go back to last week's series against Rancho, where he batted out of the fifth spot on Saturday night. And pitched Felt outside for ball 1-1. Feltner so far in 2024 batting .250 with 5 home runs and 23 RBIs. He's one of 3 Rawhide batters with 5 home runs so far this season. One of those 3 stands on first base is Drew Jones. Pickoff attempt at first, tag applied. But Jones is able to get back in safely. And the other one, batting out of the number 8 spot, Adrian DeLeon. 1-1. Jones in motion. Feltner will lift that one into left field. Will stay in the yard, so Drew Jones wants to backpedal and sidestep over to first base with one down here in the inning. Starting defense for the San Jose Giants, it'll be Luke Schlicker behind the plate. Meanwhile, over at first base, it'll be Jack Payton. Giancarlo Cia will be at second. He'll be joined by the middle infielder Ramon Peralta at short. Charlie Zaccone over at third. Lesbel Diaz, the third baseman, or the left fielder. And then in center field, Estelin Cassiani. And then the right fielder, Cesar Quintas. One out pitch on the way to Rojas, grounded to the right side. Step on first for one. Drew Jones will slide safely into second base. So the force out will get Rojas down at first and bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate with a runner in scoring position. Visalia yesterday with runners in scoring position. They were 3-for-13. They left 10 runners on base. One day removed from on Tuesday night, where the Rawhide were 2-for-12, they left 7 on base. The pitch to DeLeon, he pulls that one to the left out of play. And the count is now 0-1. Talking a little bit more about Yuber Mejias. Last time San Jose saw him on the mound was last Thursday on the 4th of July, where he went 4 1/3 inning of work, gave up 11 hits, only struck out 2 batters. Al DeLeon is swinging a miss, and the count is now 0-2. 11 strikeouts, 4 earned runs in that ball game last Thursday night. Now time called as Adrian will step out of the box. It was San Jose who was able to pull off the win 6-5 last week against the Ports, thanks to 1 run scored in the top of the ninth inning. A combined 27 hits in that ball game. 0-2 at two-way. Here's the pitch from Mejias. Outside corner, misses for ball 1-2. Drew Jones stands at second base. Adrian DeLeon looking for RBI number 24 of the season. Mejias holds at the chest. Will take a deep breath before his deal. The pitch downstairs, ball 2-2. Mejias' numbers in the month of June, 1-2. With a 4.11 ERA, 30 2/3 innings of work, struck out 23 batters. He only walked 4. 2-2, 2-way. Here's the pitch from Mejias. Ground ball to the right side. Giancarlo Cia will come in. He'll toss to first base, and the throw is just in time. Seo had a kind of a late read on it, but his throw to first barely beats out Adrian DeLeon. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. One and a half through here at Excite Ballpark. Visalia 0, San Jose 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or...
Back in San Jose in the bottom of the second inning, Denny Lerondo on the mound once again. And he'll throw that one in there for a strike 0-1. Giancarlo Seo, Ramon Peralta, Esteban Cassiani, 6, 7, and 8 do up here in the frame. Pitch on the way from Lerondo, and that one is inside, and it's going to hit the shin guard of Seo, so it'll be it hits batsman and a runner on first to lead things off here in the bottom of the second inning.
Now batting the shortstop, number 19, Ramon Peralta.
Bring up Ramon Peralta to the plate. Lerondo has faced off against San Jose already this season. It was on the opening week of the season out at Valley Strong Ballpark. A ball game where he went four innings of work, gave up four hits, one earned run, struck out seven batters in that ball game. A ball game where Visalia would go on to lose 4-3. It would be a part of that doubleheader between Visalia and San Jose. Another pickoff attempt at first, this time a little bit closer, but Jackson Feltner unable to apply the tag in time. That game that Lerondo pitched on that Friday night, it was technically the Sunday game that was moved to Friday night in an effort to avoid the rain that was scheduled all weekend long in Visalia. On that ball game, the Rawhide wearing the gold Sunday tops in that game. 1-0 pitch on the way from Lerondo. Here's the delivery. Ground ball to the left side. It's going to sneak past Yonsel Luis at short. And now back-to-back runners are going to reach here in the bottom of the second inning. Ramon Peralta, who was hitless on Tuesday night, steps up to the plate and gets his first hit of the series. And it brings up Estanlan Cassiani to the plate. Cassiani making his third start of the series. And now Adrian DeLeon will give the instructions here to the Rawhide defense. Cassiani batting 231. But no home runs and 12 RBIs so far this season. Looking for the RBI opportunity right here. Third baseman Demetrio Crisantes playing very shallow on the third base side. We'll see if they expect a bunt from Cassiani. Shortstop Yonsel Luis right behind the runner at second. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Talked about that outing from Denny Lerondo last Wednesday night. Kind of a forgettable ball game. 35 pitches in inning number one was the reason that he was taken out of that ball game. 0-1 pitch on the way is outside for ball one, 1-1. It would be back-to-back starts from Rawhide pitching that both pitchers only went through two-thirds of an inning. On the 4th of July, Nate Savino, same issue. He would be taken out of it for 35. 1-1 with two away. Here's a pitch from Lerondo. Ground ball up the middle. Rojas to Luis to Feltner, and the throw is in time. It's a 4-6-3 DP, and now Denny Lerondo is down on a knee. Lerondo's slow to get up. Hopefully all right, as he was getting off the mound on the attempt to field it. Isalia will have two outs, however, once this resumes. And athletic trainer Kat Waday will make her way out to the middle of the infield to see if Lerondo will be able to stay in this ballgame. Currently stretching out that right knee. It appears could possibly be an ankle. He tries to kick it out right here. Athletic trainer Kat Waday in her first year with the Rawhide. Former Ohio State Buckeye. Now she'll stay out there along pitching coach Tyler Marr to make sure that Lerondo's fit to stay here in this ball game. Lerondo's first pitch looking good there. Hopefully everything is all right. After back-to-back pitches, it gets thumbs up from Kat Waday. Lerondo will stay in the ball game. That's good to see. And a runner at third. It is Giancarlo Cio. Bring up Lisbel Diaz to the plate. The bottom of the order with two away. The guy is batting .217 with two home runs and 10 RBIs so far this season. Rondo's pitch on the way, outside for ball one, 1-0. You remove that outing, however, from Lerondo last week at Lone Mart Field. His prior two outings, 11 innings of work in two games, and a combined 17 strikeouts, including a career high against Lake Elsinore at home. 11 strikeouts and just two walks through five innings of work. The previous high for Lerondo, 7 strikeouts. It was that ball game on the opening Friday at home where he struck out 7 Giants in that game. And prior to that, only two-thirds innings have worked. The last time Lerondo went less than 4 innings. He had to go back to May 17th against the Lake Elsinore Storm at home. 1-1 with two away. Hit to the left side and foul. And the count is now 1-2. Think about how far back that series against Lake Elsinore was. It was the first of the two double homestands in 2024. Visalia hosted Rancho, followed by Lake Elsinore. And then in June, they hosted Modesto, then the Storm once again. Lake Elsinore will not return to Valley Strong once again this season. 1-2, a two-way. That pitch is outside for ball two, 2-2. The Rawhide will go to Diamond Stadium one more time here in 2024. It'll be the final road trip of July, July 23rd through the 28th. 2-2, a two-way. Lerondo holds at the belt. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball hit to the left side. Off the throw to the bat. It's going to sneak in for a base hit. And San Jose has their first lead of the night. It's an RBI single from Lisbel Diaz. And Carlos Cio comes in to score. Giants 1, Rawhide 0. That brings us up Maui Ohuna to the plate. Maybe the fifth batter of the inning. Last time out, grounded out to Anderson Rojas over at second. Pitch to Ohuna on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball one, 1-0. We saw Ohuna yesterday 0-4 He struck out three separate times. Just one hit so far in the series, one for seven. 1-0 pitch on the way to Ohuna. The hit and run as he fouls that one off to the left side. Diaz was set in motion. He got a really nice jump. However, fouled off to the left side, unable to get on base. So Diaz will walk back over to first after the foul ball. Rondo will glance over at first, likely a little bit more cautious now after he saw Diaz in motion. 1-1 pitch, grounded to the right side. It's going to sneak underneath Jackson Feltner's glove. It's going to roll all the way into right field where it'll be scooped up by Angel Ortiz. The cutoff throw to Anderson Rojas, and runners on the corners here for the Giants.
Now batting, the catcher, number
Jackson
six.
Feltner went down to a knee, tried to backhand it, and the ball just slid right underneath his glove. And luckily, Ortiz able to provide the backup out there in right field. But now the issues will continue to roll on here. He'll officially go down as an error against Jackson Feltner. It'll be Visalia's first error of the ball game, something that has plagued them over really the past week. A clean game yesterday for the Rawhide, where they did not commit an error. Two-out pitch on the way from LaRondo. Yeah, that's a breaking ball in the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. So Diaz at third, Maui Ohuna at first. 0-1 with two-way. Rondo's pitch way outside, and Adrian DeLeon doing a good job of making the grab on that one, preventing it from hitting the backstop. Prior to yesterday's ball game, Visalia had committed at least one error in four straight games. That was eight errors over a four-game stretch dating back to last week against the Quakes. 1-1 with two-way. Here's the pitch, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-2. Including the most destructive game where Visalia committed three errors last Friday night against Rancho in a ball game where the Quakes shut out the Rawhide, final score 10-0. Rawhide just one hit in that ball game, thanks to Angel Ortiz getting a single off of Joe Kelly in a rehab appearance for the Dodgers. 1-2 pitch on the way, grounded off to the right side. And that's kind of one of the keys to yesterday's ball game: play errorless baseball. Don't give away free outs and let San Jose stick in the ball game. You played clean baseball. You didn't allow a run yesterday. Another reason why the Rawhide were so successful on that last road trip, where they were 6-3, they committed just four errors over a nine-game period. 1-2, a two-way. Here's a pitch from LaRondo. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And Denny will have the strikeout to retire the side. It's his first strikeout of the ball game. However, San Jose is able to get on the board for the first time tonight. Two hits, one run, one error, two runners left on base. We're through two at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 1, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the third inning where it'll be Wright, White, Crenshaw to lead things off. Crenshaw, Luis, and Taurin, 9-1 and 2 due up. Just two base hits for the Rawhide, Demetrio Crisantes and Drew Jones. Drew leading off the bottom of the top half of the second inning, I should say. On a ground ball through the middle of the infield. And now Crenshaw will foul this one off to the left side. And the count is now 1-1. Wyatt Crenshaw, since joining Visalia last week against Rancho, batting .278 with no home runs and two RBIs. He has been close to a pair of home runs, including last homestand, where he was 6 inches away from his first home run in a Rawhide uniform. 1-2 with no outs. Here's a pitch to Crenshaw, who once again pops that one up foul and out of play. That was on Thursday night, where Crenshaw lifted a ball into right field off the bat, and it sounded like it had enough to get out of the yard before the right fielder for Rancho was able to make the grab, scraping against the Toyota Terrace at Valley Strong Ballpark. Two balls, two strikes. Talked to Crenshaw earlier this week, and I asked him, what'd you think on that ball that he hit? 2-2 pitch, grounded off to the right side. Said it was a shank. Said he hit it on the inside, but the way the Heat played in Visalia last week, those balls just kind of carried. Instead, he thought it was just going to be a fly out to second. And the ball just carried and carried and carried. It was a ball that was lifted high into right field, and that's how it continued to get out. Not a whole lot of wind last week either in Visalia. That pitch is outside for ball 3-3-2. A lot different than here in San Jose. It has been a warmer night than what it was the previous 2 days. 97 degrees at first pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Here's a pitch to Crenshaw, grounded to the right side. Backing up is the first baseman, Payton. No underhand toss to Mejias, one down in the inning. Drop down around 4 degrees now as we approach the 7 o'clock hour. 93 degrees at the moment. 6 mile per hour winds blowing from right field to left. It's been the same wind all week long, that right to left, with Tuesday night being the strongest, around 15 mile per hour winds. One out pitch on the way to Luis, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Tuesday night, highest he got was 85. 1-0 pitch, grounded to the right side. It'll be scooped up by Payton once again. This time a little bit more urgency, but the underhand toss over to the mound. Mejias is able to get Yansel Luis for the second time today. There's two outs in the inning. Brings up Christopher Taurin to the plate. Last time out, the ball that barely went past home plate for a 2-3 ground out from Schlicker to Payton. Top three here in San Jose. Visalia trails the Giants 1-0. Mejias' pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Taurin last week, 2 for 10 so far here this week. 1 for 5 yesterday with a single and a run. Outside of that, he had 2 ground balls and 2 flyouts. Taurin's lone base hit came against Alex Cobb, 1 of 4 hits. Against the 36-year-old veteran in that frame. And now Taurin will lift that one into center field. Cassiani moves about 3 steps over to his right and makes the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. And for the first time tonight, the Rawhide go down in order. 3 up, 3 down. Bottom of the third we go in San Jose. Giants 1, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Charlie Zaccone to lead things off here in the bottom of the third inning. Zaccone, Peyton, Quintas for the Giants. Ronda's pitch bounced in for ball one, 1-0. Charlie Zaccone yesterday, 2-for-3 day. So far in the series, he's 5-for-8. He's one of three different players in the California League with five hits through two games so far. Zaccone will take that pitch downstairs for ball two, 2-0. Pitch on the way. That one's ripped into right field. And Zaccone will have his second hit of the night. Anel Ortiz will scoop that one up in right field. Two singles in the ball game brings up Jack Payton to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So four hits now for San Jose in the first three innings. Morondo's pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1. Visalia has turned one double play in this ballgame. The Rawhide so far in 2024, 75 double plays. That's the most in all the California League. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they've turned 64. That's the fifth most. 0-1 pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-2. Rondo, over his last couple starts, we talk about the 17 strikeouts in the two starts against Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire. His last outing against Rancho was the only ball game where he has not struck out a batter. Rondo's pause. And time called here, and it's going to be pitch clock violation against Rondo. Too long to have the delivery. And in fact, Rondo, he's only had one other game outside of that zero strikeout ball game last Wednesday where he has struck out less than three batters. 1-2 pitch on the way. Lifted into right field, going towards the gap, a long area to cover for Ortiz. He's able to make the grab, and there's one down here in the bottom of the third inning. Starting defense for Visalia, Adrian DeLeon behind the plate. Meanwhile, over at first base, Jackson Felder. He's joined by Anderson Rojas on the right side of the infield at second. Yancel Luis plays short, joined by the third baseman, Demetrio Crisantes. Wyatt Crenshaw plays out in left field, Drew Jones in center. Angel Ortiz in right, and Christopher Terrien gets the night off from the field. He'll be the DH. Pickoff attempt at first. Feltner applies the tag. First disengagement here for Danny Lorando in this at-bat. Today's starting lineups were brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Life Health Online lets you visit a doctor through a video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, outside for ball one. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Life Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem Med-Cal members. 1-0 with one away. Zaccone at first. Here's the deal. And that one is outside. And it'll end up hitting the backstop for ball number two. And Adrian DeLeon, it looked like right before that pitch, he was trying to set up on the left side of the plate. And LaRondo targeted the right side. And as a result, kind of a little mismatch there. And it'll go down as a pass ball. So two balls, no strikes, one away. LaRondo looks at second. Here's the pitch. He fouls that one off to the right side, and the count is 2-1. These are Quintas batting 217 with 6 home runs and 35 RBIs here in 2024. So far in the series, just one hit in the first two games that he's played in, including an 0-for-3 day yesterday where he was able to draw a walk. 2-1 with one down. LaRondo's pitch fouled backwards. And the count is now 2-2. Quintas yesterday had a pair of flyouts into right field, along with a 6-3 groundout. His lone walk, he would be stranded at second base. That would be in the fourth inning of yesterday's ball game. Two balls, two strikes, one away. San Jose leads the ball game 1-0 against Visalia on 4 hits compared to the Rawhide's 2. Ronda's breaking ball sent into left field. Wyatt Crenshaw will charge in. He'll scoop it up. A run will come home to score. Ciccone will step on home plate standing. It's an RBI single for Cesar Quintas. And San Jose leads the ballgame 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Charlie Ciccone has continued to prove himself as an important asset so far in the series. And I'll bring up Giancarlo Cio to the plate. Last time out, Cio hit in the right shin guard. That's from the left side. The one-out pitch on the way is outside for ball one, 1-0. Giancarlo Cio made his series debut yesterday in a ball game where he was 1-for-4, where he tallied a single. One ball, no strikes, one away. LaRondo's pitch, outside ball two, 2-0. Giancarlo Cio will be stranded at first base yesterday and be one of two hits off of Philip Abner yesterday. 2-0 deal, will have to hold off. Pickoff attempt at first, probably one of the closer ones of the night. And Cesar Quintas able to dive back in safely. Rondo stares down Cio before he gets ready for the deal. Here's the pitch, and that one's fouled off to the left side. Counts 2-1. Cio scoring the first run of the ball game thanks to an RBI single from Lisbeth Diaz 3 batters later. Two balls, one strike, one away. Not a huge lead over at first as Rondo's pitch is in the corner for strike number two, 2-2. It's a San Jose team so far in 2024. When you talk about stolen bags, 84 steals. That's fourth most in the California League. Visalia, they've stolen 98. That's the third most. 2-2 with one away. Here's a pitch from LaRondo, and it's upstairs for ball three, 3-2. Talked about the upcoming schedule a little bit earlier with Visalia ending the month of July on the road out at Lake Elsinore on their final road trip to Diamond Stadium. What about the next homestand? Pitch on the way. Runner in motion. Does not matter. It's outside for ball four. Giancarlo Cio would draw his first walk of the ball game. Second time he'll get on base. Runners on first and second here with one away. Pitching coach Tyler Mark stay in the Rawhide dugout. And we'll make a correction on that one as he gets ready to step out from the doorstep and make his way out to the hill. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So a complete mound visit with everybody in the infield. Double play still is set up. fours out at any base at the moment. It'll be Ramon Peralta who will get ready to step up to the plate. Talking about the upcoming promotions, the next Rawhide homestand will kick off Friday, July 19th through the 21st. A part of our Oaks Throwback Weekend presented by Coors Light. Friday night, our Oaks Weekend Jersey Giveaway sponsored by Coors Light. The first 350 fans in attendance will get a replica Oaks jersey. We have Visalia versus Inland Empire. Then on Saturday night, our Oaks Weekend Fireworks, one of six fireworks shows in 2024. I want a deal on the way to Peralta. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Lastly, on Sunday, it'll be our Kids Club History of the Oaks scavenger hunt, sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. 12:05 first pitch for that Sunday ball game. Meanwhile, Friday and Saturday will be 6:30. One out deal, grounded to the left side. Another chance to turn two. 6-4-3. Inning-ending double play. Ramon Peralta will ground out to end the inning, but not before San Jose tacks on another run. Two hits, one run, no errors. Nobody left on base. We are through three here in San Jose. Giants 2, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live.
Moving to the top of the fourth inning, Demetrio Crisantes will lead things off. Crisantes, Ortiz, Jones, 3, 4, and 5 due up in the top half of the fourth inning. Right, currently trailed 2-0. San Jose tacking on another run in the bottom of the third. Tacked on a pair of runs in one in the second, one in the third. And Crisantes' pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Hubert Mejia so far in this ball game, he's gone through three innings of work. No strikeouts, two hits, but has not allowed an earned run so far. And the big one also, no free passes awarded. Pitch fouled off into the Rawhide dugout, and the count is at 1-2. Demetrio Crisantes, 3-for-5 yesterday, 3-for-8 in the series. And it is 10-game hitting streak on Tuesday night. And Crisantes, a swing and a miss. And he'll be retired for the first time in this ballgame. Brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Ortiz so far hitless in his first two games of the series. An 0-for-4 day yesterday where he struck out swinging. Ortiz yesterday, a strikeout, a pair of groundouts, and a flyout in his last at-bat. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 with one away. Angel Ortiz batting .264, four home runs and 28 RBIs. And that pitch is on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-2 with one away. Vicelia Staley is still looking for their first base runner since Drew Jones got on via a single to begin the top half of the second inning. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch from Mejias, and Ortiz just gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side. Continue talking about the upcoming Rawhide schedule. Just five more games in the month of July. Three games against Inland Empire on our Oaks throwback weekend, July 19th or the 21st, before the Rawhide will return home on July 30th and 31st as they'll play two of these six games against Stockton before opening up the month of August with four games against the Ports. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Upcoming pitch from Mejias, and Ortiz will send that one into right field. Racing backwards is Quintas. He'll look up at the wall, and it's going to bounce off the boarding in right field. Ortiz is thinking two, and he will get there standing, and he's able to use that pull side to his advantage. It's a one-out double, and Visalia has her first base hit since the second inning. Talked about those four home runs from Angel Ortiz in 2024, and they've all come over the right field wall. And now Mejias appears to be a little bit slow after he got off the mound. Same thing, stretching out that right knee. It appears to be all right, a little bit more smiles on the face than when LaRondo went down a couple minutes ago. So now Mejias is going to get a couple warm-up pitches right here as well. That one will go down the middle. Visalia will have three homestands in the month of August before 2024 comes to a conclusion. They'll open up August against Stockton before they'll have a six-game homestand, the final home set against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. That is August 13th through the 18th. And then lastly, the final homestand of the season coming up on August 27th through September 1st. One out pitch on the way here to Drew Jones, the runner in scoring position. And Drew will send that one to right field. He'll drop in for a base hit, and it's going to sneak all the way to the right field corner. Angel Ortiz will be waved home. Jones will step on second. He's thinking three, and the throw is not in time. And Drew Jones is now 2-for-2 in the ballgame with a single and a triple. The RBI knock for the future star. Named last week to the MLB Futures game. The RBI leader goes opposite field, sneaks it past the first baseman, Jack Payton, in one of the more dangerous parts of the yard. Goes into that right field corner, and the ball just kind of stuck underneath the wall. I think Jones, either way, gets safely over to third base, but it may have been a little bit closer from the throw from Cesar Quintas. Jackson Fellner will take that pitch on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. Jackson Fellner flew out into left in his last at-bat. No one pitch on the way. That one is downstairs for ball one, 1-1. Jackson Fellner batting 249, five home runs, 23 RBIs. Number 24 would tie up the ballgame 2-2. Infield plays in for San Jose. Everybody's cleats touching the infield grass. Here's the pitch, and that one is in there for a strike. It's now 1-2. Anderson Rojas awaits on deck. Big at-bat right here for Feltner. As Visalia looks for their fifth hit of the ball game, here's the deal. Feltner in the left field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones will walk on home. He'll score, and Feltner will get to second standing. And it's RBI number 24 of the season and a game-tying double. It's 2-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. Three straight extra base hits against Hubert Mejias. Now the catcher, Luke Schlieger, will make his way from behind home plate to have a word with his starting pitcher. So he had a double from Anel Ortiz after the strikeout to Demetrio Crisantes. Drew Jones goes into the right field corner for a triple. And then Jackson Feltner goes out to left for a double. And now you got Anderson Rojas, who's batting 252 with 27 RBIs, who would dig in for the second time tonight. Last time out, Rojas grounded over to first. A line drive over to short. Peralta's able to make the grab. There will be no DP involved. Nobody was able to get to the bag in time, but a hard hit shot nearly snuck into center field for the fourth straight hit. So bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. A fairly squared up ball there from Anderson. DeLeon batting 218, 5 home runs and 23 RBIs. Ride catching has combined for 7 homers on the season. A pair for Kenny Castillo and 5 for DeLeon. And now the appeal goes over to first. DeLeon does not go around. I think he thought so as well. He turned his back to the first base umpire, Chad Lagana. And he was able to bail him out right there. So the count moves to 1-0, a two-way. Here's the pitch to Adrian. High chopper to third. However, it will land foul. And the count is now 1-1. Yeah, White Crenshaw up on deck. Ride looking for their first lead of the night. They trailed 2-0 here entering the fourth inning. 1-1 with two away. Mejias looks at second. Here's his pitch. And that one's right down the middle in there for a strike 1-2. Mejias trying to send this one to the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-2, a two-way. Mejias' 52nd pitch will have to hold off. As Adrian DeLeon will have to step out of the box after using his batter's timeout. One ball, two strikes, two-way. Mejias will agree with Schlicker behind the plate. Here's the kick and the deal. DeLeon barely gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the right side. Jackson Feltner will retreat back over to second base. One ball, two strikes, two away. A little over an hour gone by here in the top half of the fourth inning. Feltner at second. 1-2, a two away. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball fouled back, and DeLeon not going down easily here in this at bat. Bottom of the Rawhide order trying to contribute right here to the lead. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's a pitch from Mejias. Upstairs, ball two, 2-2. That was the sixth pitch of the at-bat to Adrian DeLeon. DeLeon, the lowest batting average in the order today at a 218. The next close is 253, and Adrian DeLeon, a swing and a miss, will bring the inning to a conclusion. It's a second punch out of the inning, but not before Visalia is able to tie up the ball game in the top of the fourth inning. Three hits, two runs, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through three and a half at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 2, Rawhide 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold.
Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers.
It's Tom and Cassiani to lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch on the way from Danny LaRondo, grounded to the right side. Anderson Rojas fields it and shows off the cannon right there at first base. One down here in the inning. It's been one very impressive feature of Anderson Rojas' game here in 2024 is the ability to sling the ball across the diamond. Not even to do it as much at second base, but with a little bit speedier Cassiani run there, having to quickly get the ball out of the arm. And a nice play on top of that one. And now a swing and a miss makes the count 0-1 here to Lisbel Diaz. Single in his last at-bat. One of five base hits in the ballgame for San Jose. Both teams five hits apiece. 0-1 with one away. LaRondo's pitch grounded to the right side. Out of reach for Jackson Feltner. And it'll be hit number six of the ballgame. Diaz's second of the ballgame. And a runner on first here with one away. Goes back to the top of the order here for Maui Ohuna. Maui Ohuna, the former Tennessee Volunteer and former Kansas Jayhawk. 2021 with Kansas, appeared in 50 games, all 50. Where starts at shortstop where he batted 316 with 11 doubles and 3 triples. And Ohuna pulls that one down the right field and foul. 8 stolen bases on 9 attempts with the Jayhawks. Also logged a season-high 4 RBIs in the Big 12 Championship opening game against the West Virginia Mountaineers. Pickoff attempt at first, dives back in safely. So Ohuna will have to hold off on the pitch. Has been able to produce on the offensive side. Two 5 RBI games and now throw down to second base. And it will be a stolen bag for Lisbel Diaz. Yancel Luis kept the tag applied just in case Diaz slid off the bag. But he stays on, and now a runner at second base with 1-1 with one away. Good low throw from De Leon. And a good effort by Luis to prevent that one from going into outfield. 1-1 pitch on the way. And that one is inside for ball 2-2-1. Rondo already at 64 pitches so far here in his first 3 1/3 inning of work. 2-1 with one away. Rondo will disagree on the first pitch from De Leon, places down. He'll agree to the second. 2-1 on the way. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's now 2-2. Maui Ohuna, 2023 Golden Spikes Award preseason watch list in his first year in Tennessee. Now batter's timeout here as he'll step out of the batter's box. He was also named 2023 preseason All-SEC second team as a shortstop. Also part of the 2022 USA Baseball Collegiate National Team in 2022. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the pitch to Ohuna. Gets a piece of that one and fouls it backwards. 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship All-Tournament Team. Lots of notable achievements for Ohuna during his 3-year collegiate career. 2022 at Kansas and then 2023 with the Vols. 2-2 with one down. Here's the pitch from LaRondo. And that one is upstairs for ball 3-2. 53 games in 2022 with Kansas. Even better numbers that year. He batted 396 The rest of his slash line, 479, 634. 3-2 with one away. Aranda's pitch inside, ball four. Runners on first and second with one away. LaRondo's primary struggled inning so far this year has been the first. Typically, whenever he's been able to get out of that first inning, he seems to be able to level out. But so far here in this ball game, LaRondo has really struggled throughout the ball game. His shortest inning, five batters, that was the opening inning of the ball game. So one down, LaRondo will stare down Luke Schlicker, who steps up to the plate for the third time today. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs for strike number one. Talk about the struggles for Denny LaRondo here in 2024. He's given up eight runs in inning number one. That pitch is outside for a ball. And the count is now one and one. Meanwhile, after that, you look at an inning like the second. Denny LaRondo, he's only given up one earned run. He's pitched in 13 second innings. One and one with one away. LaRondo continues to look at second base before his pitch. And that one is in there for a strike, one and two. Definitely a different story here in today's ball game. And Schlicker will step out of the batter's box and regrip the batting gloves. Schlicker currently on a 20-game on-base streak. That's the third longest in the California League. However, he's 0 for 2 in the ball game. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball outside. Ball two, 2-2. On-base streak hasn't been the only thing that Schlicker's been able to keep alive as of lately. A six-game run streak, that's the longest active streak in the league, along with reaching base safely on walks in five straight games. 2-2 with one away, and that ball is fouled backwards and out of play. Schlicker, five hits versus Visalia. That's tied for the most hits by any Giant player against Visalia pitching. 2-2 with one down. LaRondo's paused the belt. His pitch upstairs, ball three, 3-2. There are some Rawhide players currently stretching out their arms at the moment, but Kenny Castillo is just now going to make his way out to the bullpen to start to get everybody ready. 3-2 with one away. Runners on first and second. Payoff pitch. Fouled backwards. Schlicker doing a good job staying alive here in the at-bat. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Interesting to see what pitcher's manager D. Garner will use in today's ball game. 3-2 pitch on the way. Grounded to left side and foul. Haven't seen Rio Britton so far in the series, along with Penny Oletano as well. Outside of that, we've seen the rest of the Rawhide bullpen, so you got to think maybe D. Gardner tries to get LaRondo into the fifth. After that, you can go Rio Britton for a pair, Oletano for a pair as well. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Now LaRondo will step off the rubber for a disengagement. Runner at second, Diaz. Ahuna at first after drawing the walk. 3-2 with one away. Payoff pitch on the way. Outside, ball four. Bases are loaded here for San Jose.
Now batting the third baseman, number five, Charlie Ciccone.
Now you got Charlie Ciccone to step up to the plate. A guy who is 2 for 2 in the ballgame with a pair of singles. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out of the dugout and make his way out for an infield conference for the second time today. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows at Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Luke Schlicker will advance the on-base streak to 21 straight games. And he's now walked in six straight. as home plate umpire Drew Buffelli will make his way out to the mound. T-Mark will then jog back over to the Rawhide dugout and be ready to resume play once again. Diaz at third, Ahuna at second, Schlicker at first. Charlie Zaccone so far in this ball game, 2 for 2. A single in the first and third. He scored once so far in this ball game. That was back in the third inning. Zaccone batting 332 with a home run and 30 RBIs. Aranda's pitch to Zaccone on the way, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Talk about other players so far in these first two games with five or more hits. Cameron Decker and Yancel Luis. One ball, no strikes, one away. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Rojas to Luis. Over to Feltner in time. And a crucial inning-ending double play. It's Visalia's third turn DP of the ball game. And a very nice snag by Rojas over at second base. And the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through four here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 2, San Jose 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heat?
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Wyatt Crenshaw, Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, 9-1 and 2 do up. Crenshaw so far batting 263. No home runs and two RBIs. Yesterday, a 1-for-4 day with a single. One pitch on the way to Crenshaw. That one's inside for ball one, 1-1. Crenshaw earlier today going without the batting gloves. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one grounded off to the right side. Wasn't a fan of the batting gloves he's wearing today. He had split batting gloves. He was rocking Franklin in the left, Nike in the right. And said appeared, felt too tight for him. Wyatt Crenshaw, he said in college, he actually preferred to play his games gloveless. But he's tried to hit without batting gloves here at the professional level with the wood bat. He's just not comfortable. Doesn't want to deal with getting jammed up and feeling the pain of that. 2-2 pitch on the way is outside for a ball. And the count is now 3-2 with no outs. Crenshaw drafted in the 19th round of last year's MLB draft out of Arizona State. Originally started off the year in Hillsboro. 3-2 pitch popped into center. I should say shallow center, not even. It's going to be coming in as a third baseman, Zaccone. And be there for the grab for out number one. Started off the year in Hillsboro, where he appeared in 27 games, was batting only 150. He's brought down here to Visalia Last year appeared in 18 games out in the Arizona Complex League. And then to start the year going straight to the high A level, give him a reset here in Visalia. Well, his first pitch swinging, popped up to the left side, moving over to the third baseman. He'll run out of room as he'll land over in the group areas on top of the umbrellas for strike number one. Gonzalo Wade so far in this ballgame 0-2. With a ground out and a line out, Luis entered the day 7-for-9 in the series through his first two games, including three extra base hits, four singles. Luis entered the day batting .777 entering the day. Pretty nice batting average through two games. On the year, however, Luis batting .284. Four home runs and 34 RBIs. The Rawhide switch hitter. Only Rawhide switch hitter in the lineup today. 1-1 pitch on the way. Sent into center field. Racing over is Cassiani. He'll be there for the grab, and there's two down here in the inning. Look at the numbers for Luis. A little bit better when he's batting on the right side, batting .314 from the right. Meanwhile, for the left, batting .270. And now brings up the DH Christopher Torin to the plate. Green currently riding a three-game hitting streak. That's the longest on this Rawhide team. That's where Cresantes got his knocked out on Tuesday night. Here's the pitch. Outside ball one, 1-0. Green 14 total bases against San Jose. That's the most by any player on this Rawhide team. Had a really nice first week at home. And that one is in there for a strike 1-1, including entering the week. He was the only Rawhide player with a home run against the San Jose team. That has obviously changed since Tuesday night. The 1-1 pitch to Torin is bounced in for ball two, 2-1. Drew Jones and Kenny Castillo both with home runs against Robbie Ray. Two balls, one strike, two away. Dimitri Cresantes awaits on deck. Here's a pitch to Torin. A breaking ball he's out in front of. And the count is out 2-2. Green looking to get on base for the first time in this ball game. So far, the top two in the order are a combined 0-for-5. You look at the top three, they are 1-for-7. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's a pitch to Torin. Breaking ball hit to the left side, and he'll sneak in for a base hit. That'll be Visalia's seventh hit of the ball game, and a two-out base runner for Demetrio Cresantes. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuzz. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So Demetrio Cresantes will dig in for the third time today. A single and a strikeout in his two at-bats. That one's outside. Torin will have to quickly rush back over to first base where he'll get there safely. Cresantes 14 hits in the month of July. It was the third most by any player in all of the California League so far in these first 11 days of the month. Also 13 RBIs so far in the seventh month of the year. That's tied for the most in all of the league. One ball, no strikes, two away. Runner in motion. Cresantes through the left side and going for a base hit. Another multi-hit game for the 19-year-old out of Arizona. And he'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Demetrio continues to see the ball just so well. He joined the Rawhide in mid-June, and he has yet to let up. And I'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. With runners on first and second, the Rawhide trying to put themselves together a little two-out rally and give themselves the first lead of the night. Ortiz 1-for-2 in the ball game with a double and a flyout. Here's the first pitch. Ortiz swinging a miss on a ball in the dirt. And the count is now 0-1. Ortiz 268, four home runs, 28 RBIs. And maybe about 10 feet short of home run number 5 of the season in his last at bat on a ball that went halfway up the right field wall. This time Ortiz tries to go opposite field. Will likely run out of room. That one's fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. back to their respective bases. Terrain at second. Crisantes at first. Anel Ortiz. It wasn't necessarily a great start when joining Visalia in the middle part of May. Batted 091 in his first 12 games, and after that, turned it on. And really, since then, he's batting well above 250. 0-2 pitch on the way. Ortiz a bit inside for ball one, 1-2. Right, scored a pair of runs in the top half of the fourth inning to knot up this ball game, and here in the fifth, trying to score back-to-back frames and give themselves the first lead of the night. They'll have to hold off, however, that pitch is outside for ball two, 2-2. Uber Mejias trying to go through five complete innings of work. This will be his 76th pitch of the ballgame. A little bit of action warming up in the San Jose bullpen. And Ortiz once again fouls it off to the left side. He got two quick outs. A fly out to Wyatt Crenshaw, then a fly out to center against Yancel Luis. And then since then, back-to-back base hits. 2-2, a two-way. Torino at second base. Any ball in the outfield could likely score him. This ball's lifted into center field. Cassiani's got a good look at it. It will stay in the yard, and he'll be there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion, and we're halfway through at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Two hits, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. San Jose 2, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
As mentioned earlier, Rio Britton and Penny Otano, the only two pitchers who have not pitched in the ballgame. And the first call to the bullpen will be Rio Britton for Visalia. Pitcher change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Rio Britton's first pitch downstairs for a ball one, 1-0. We'll go through the numbers here in just a moment for Rio. And that pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. So far in 2024, 0-4, with a 4.57 ERA, 43 in a third inning of work, 47 strikeouts and 27 walks. 2-0 pitch on the way. That one's popped up into center. It's Donlin Cassiani. This is the center fielder for San Jose, and this time it is Drew Jones, the center fielder, that I make the grab. So Jack Payton is retired, second time he's flown out, and they're bringing up Cesar Quintas to the plate. It'll be Payton, Quintas, and Carlos Cio, 4, 5, and 6, middle of the San Jose order here in the frame. Rio Britney's looked pretty good as of lately. You talk about his month of June, 2.61 ERA. Six strikeouts. They're 10 and a third innings of work. And now this ball sent into left field. And a drop in front of the left fielder, Wyatt Crenshaw, for a one-out knock. It'll be Quintas' second hit of the ball game. Going to bring up Giancarlo Cio to the plate. Bottom of the fifth inning, it means time to check in on the scores around the California League here on this Thursday night. As Giancarlo Cio digs in for the first time against Rio Britton. Britton from the far left side of the slab. Here's the pitch. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. So out of Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, the storm all over Fresno at the moment after the Grizzlies took an early 2-0 lead. Since then, they have scored 10 unanswered runs. And Osball grounded up the middle. Another chance to turn two. 6-4-3. Another inning-ending double play. It's a second DP of the night of such occasions. And we are through five here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Rawhide 2, Giants 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by StanleyRawhide.com.
To trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Drew Jones will lead things off, 5, 6, and 7. Jones, Feltner, Anderson, Rojas. New pitcher in the ballgame here for San Jose, Ryan Vanderhey, appearing in his fourth game of the year. 0.0 ERA through 6 1/3 innings of work. And the pitch to Jones is in there for a strike. It's now 1-1. Vanderhey comes in for a lead for Yuber Mejias, who in 5 innings of work, 7 hits, 2 earned runs, and striking out 2 batters. Talking a little bit more about Vanderhey, comes in 6'6", 185, the 23-year-old right-hander from TCU. Vanderhey originally started off the year in the Arizona Complex League, where he appeared in 8 games with a 6.23 ERA. Vanderhey's pitch, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-2 to Drew Jones. Last time San Jose saw Vanderhey in action was last Friday night in a ballgame where he went 3 innings of work, gave up 3 hits, no earned runs. Now Drew uses batter's timeout to step out of the box. He's already 2-for-2 in the ballgame with a triple and a single. 1-2, no outs. Here's the pitch to Drew. Swung on and missed. That'll be the first strikeout victim of the ballgame. There's now one out in the inning here for Ryan Vanderhey. Continue going through the scores around the California League on this Thursday night. Out at Inland Empire, the 66ers trying to remain hot. They actually just lost the lead, as we talked about the score, 6-5. Modesto just took the lead off of an RBI single. And they're in the top of the fifth inning. Runners on first and second with one away. And now the pitch to Jackson Feltner is in there for a strike 0-1. Next up out in Stockton, they got started at 7:05. Rancho currently leads over the Ports 5-4. And the bottom of the third inning, Rancho putting together five runs in the top of the third inning. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Jackson Feltner will step up to the plate. We'll get ready for the deal inside, and that one misses for ball two, 2-1. It's been an interesting second half already. We're 17 games into the second half, 2-1 with one away. Here's the pitch from Vanderhey, swung on and missed, and the count is out 2-2. Just two nights ago, Sonny DeShera with the Inland Empire 66ers, a walk-off grand slam against Modesto. DeShera continues to hit bombs for that 66er club. That pitch is outside for a ball 3-2. Three homers against Visalia whenever they were out in San Bernardino 2 weeks ago. 3-2 with one away. And Jackson Feltner, a slow ground ball over the right side. It'll be scooped up by the second baseman, Cio. And throw to first base will be in time. And there's now two down here in the frame.
Second baseman, number 35, Anderson.
Talking a little bit more about Vanderhey. He spent 2 years out of the Big 12, one with the TCU Horned Frogs. I should say 3 years out of the Big 12, 2020 through 2022. But the Kansas Jayhawks started 14 games as a sophomore during his time with the Jayhawks. That pitch is outside for ball 1-1-0. 35 career appearances at Kansas. 108 strikeouts through two-thirds innings of work. Had a 2.70 ERA through 20 relief appearances as a freshman in 2021. That pitch is outside for a ball 2-2-0. Made his collegiate debut in the COVID-shortened 2020 campaign. 2-0 pitch on the way to Anderson Rojas. And that one is in the dirt for ball 3-3-0. Talking about his junior campaign in 2023. 8 starts and 13 appearances, 4-3, with a 6.75 ERA. 3-0 pitch on the way to Rojas. That one's in there for a strike 3-1. Final appearance in 2023 would appear on May 2nd against UT Rio Grande Valley before he would be shut down due to a season-ending injury. And on 5 pitches here, he'll walk Anderson Rojas. The first time the ride second baseman will get on base and he'll bring up De Leon to the plate.
My buddy, the beer batter, catcher number 16, Adrian De Leon.
Talk about that season-ending injury in TCU in May. He would get drafted last summer after the collegiate season concluded. However, did not play at all in 2023, so 24 was his debut in the Giants organization. A high chopper over to third. Force out at second, barely beats out Anderson Rojas. It's a tight throw, but it's able to get the inning to come to a conclusion. And we head into the bottom of the sixth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 2, Rawhide 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalia.rawhide.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat in it.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the sixth inning. Ramon Peralta, Estelin Cassiani, and Elizabeth Diaz. 7, 8, and 9. Ramon Peralta will open up the inning with a massive swing. Unable to make contact, and the count is now 0-1. Peralta so far in the ballgame, he is 1-for-2 with a single and a DP, one of four double plays that Visalia has been able to turn in this ballgame, including two inning-ending double plays, once in the fourth and once in the fifth. And now Peralta, his batter's timeout as he'll step out of the box and reset. Bottom six here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, all knotted up at two apiece. See which way this leans to give them, to give one of these two teams a season series. Season or series lead, should say. UCLA currently trails the series 2-4. Pitch on the way from Britton, and that one is upstairs. Strike three called, and Peralta will be rung up for the first time in this ball game. One down here in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So two strikeouts here by Rawhide pitching. One from Denny LaRondo and one here from Rio Britton. So with one down, Cassiani steps up to the plate, a breaking ball inside, and the count will move to 1-0 with one away. Rio Britton spent his playing days at NC State and at Oregon. Spent 2 years with the Oregon Ducks. 1-0 pitch lifted into center. Drew Jones will retreat backwards. They'll be fairly far in front of the warning track for the grab, and there's now two down as Cassiani sit down for the third time today. That brings up Lisbel Diaz to the plate. Talking about those first 2 years with Oregon back in 2021, finished his freshman campaign with a 3.52 ERA as a true freshman, holding opponents to a 204 batting average. Rio Britton's pitch is upstairs for a ball one, 1-0. Held opponent scoreless in 12 of his 15 appearances. Also named a 2021 Pac-12 Conference Spring Academic Honor Roll. On a pitch here, fouled back into the glove of De Leon. And the count is now 1-1 with two away. Sophomore year, good numbers as well. 4-1 through 31 appearances. And now that pitch is down the middle and the count is now 1-2. Posted a season high, four strikeouts for 2 2/3 hitless innings in his 22 season against UC Santa Barbara. Britton drafted in the 15th round of last summer's MLB draft. 1-2, a two-way. Here's his deal. Swung on and fouled backwards. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's a pitch from Rio. A swing and a miss from Diaz. He'll be tagged out on the hip, and the inning will come to a conclusion A three-up, three-down inning from Rio Britton. It's the first time tonight San Jose has sat down in order, and we are through six here at San Jose. Visalia 2, San Jose 2. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Mike Crenshaw will lead things off. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Pitch on the way to Crenshaw, and that pitch is outside for a ball. So the count is now 1-1. Okay, pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball, 2-2-1. Ryan Vanderhey remains the second pitcher used here in this ball game. Both managers go into the bullpen after the fifth inning. And now Crenshaw will foul that one backwards, and the count is now 2-2. And here in the top of the seventh inning, we'll go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Mike Crenshaw will get ready for the deal, a hold at the belt. Here's a deal from Vanderhey, and Crenshaw will take that pitch downstairs for ball three, 3-2. A payoff pitch from Vanderhey here in the top of the seventh inning on the first batter that he faces. And Crenshaw will once again foul that pitch backwards. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch to Crenshaw inside ball four. So a leadoff base runner for the Rawhide as they look to take their first lead of the night. Brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. Around the Diamondbacks organization out in Hillsboro, the Hops currently trail 3-0 against Tri-City. Making the start tonight was Roman Angelo, was on the opening day roster before being transferred over to Hillsboro on May 14th. He was the second player to be called up to Hillsboro in 2024. Behind Yasmir Alvarez, he was the first player to be called up in 2024. That pitch is inside for a strike. 0-1 here to Yancel Luis. Meanwhile, in Double-A, Amarillo finds a way to rally late against San Antonio Missions, putting together five runs in the top of the ninth inning. And now that pitch is outside corner for strike number two. Then at the Triple-A level, Reno and Round Rock are currently in the top of the sixth inning. The Aces lead 7-4 against the Express. Out of the Arizona Complex League, the Complex D-backs continue to look red hot, 33-16. They currently lead the Cubs 8-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Luis. That one's bounced in, and the count is now 1-2. Time called here on the ball in the dirt. Lastly, at the major league level, the D-backs and Braves currently just ended six innings of work, where the Snakes currently lead the D-backs 1-0. Brandon Fott, today's starting pitcher. And it was the D-backs who scored one run in the bottom of the fifth inning to create the separation so far in this ballgame. Pickoff attempt over at first. Eugenio Suarez with the solo home run is ninth of the year to give the D-backs the lead out of Chase Field. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Pause at the belt here. Here's the deal. Ground ball to the right side. The throw to second for one. Down to first, not in time. So it'll be a fielder's choice for Luis. He'll get on base. I'm going to bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin 1-for-3 in the ball game with a single, a fly out, and a ground out here in this ball game. Both teams seven hits apiece. The pitch from Vanderhey on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. The Rawhide in this ball game, 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They've left six on base. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they're 2-for-7. They've left seven. 0-1 with one down. Here's the pitch. Runner in motion. Torin tries to go opposite field. And it's going to be caught by the right fielder, Quintas. A throw to first base. And the tag is not applied. And Jack Payton gets a swipe just from behind. However, Luis will be out at second base on the throw. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So an inning-ending double play here in the top of the seventh inning. And as we get ready to stretch, Rawhide 2, Giants 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Sign Vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom of the seventh inning. Well, we've been scoreless since the fourth. A pair of runs for the Rawhide in the fourth inning. And since then, there have been all zeros. Maui Ahuna with a leadoff ground ball to second. And Anderson Rojas makes it look as routine as possible. One down in the inning as Rio Britton remains on the mound for Visalia for his third inning of work. Luke Schlicker will step up to the plate for the fourth time in this ball game. So far, a fly out to left, a strikeout, and a walk. Mario Britton from the left side of the slab. Here's his deal. And that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Schilliger right at 200 here in 2024. And a swing and a miss makes the count 0-2. Talking about the D-backs earlier and some action around Major League Baseball. All-star break less than a week away. Futures game as early as this upcoming Sunday. 0-2 pitch to Schilliger. Ripped into right field. Looking back is Ortiz at the wall, and that ball is gone. A solo home run from Luke Schilliger, and the Giants take their second lead of the night. They lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Over the last 2 days, we've been looking for that explosive hit, that explosive play, and Schilliger provides it here in the last three innings of the ball game, a solo shot in the right.
Now batter, third baseman, number 5, Charlie Zaccone.
So with a 3-2 lead, Charlie Zaccone will step up to the plate. Tony, 2-for-3 in the ball game, a pair of singles and a double play. A one-out deal from Rio Britton, and that one is outside for ball number one, 1-0. Going back to the topic of the All-Star game, 32 first-time All-Stars, including 19 players under the age of 27. A 1-0 pitch on the way from Britton, and that one is upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Important as Major League Baseball trying to push it. Major League Baseball has gotten younger, faster, more entertaining for younger audiences. Now we're going to have a mound visit here between two umpires, whether that hit Zaccone in the hand or whether it was a foul ball. Zaccone tried to pull back his swing. He didn't act like he was hit. Just stayed in the batter's box. So now it's the meeting between Drew Buffelli and Chad Lagana. And now they'll walk back over and have a word with the third base coach, Andrew Yedwin Villegas. Now manager D. Gardner will come out as well. So D. will get an explanation. Villegas will get an explanation as well. Let's see what will happen here with Zaccone at home plate. Keeps Zaccone at the plate, and the count is 2-0 with one away. Ready to resume play once again. Rio Britton from the left side of the slab. Here's the pitch. Ripped to right, and Jackson Feltner able to leap up and make the grab. Two down here in the inning. A hard hit shot to the right side, and Jackson Feltner able to get off the dirt to make the grab, and it will now bring up Jack Payton to the plate. Continue talking about the All-Star game. The youth of players right now. You got guys like Paul Skeens making his first All-Star game along with Jackson Merrill. With San Diego Padres, two-out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Merrill, the youngest player on either team, American League or National League, just 21 years old. Just 2 years ago, he was playing in Lake Elsinore where he was batting .325. That one pitch on the way. That one's in the dirt for a ball. Gunnar Henderson, another notable young name with the Baltimore Orioles, a 22-year-old. 0-1 with two away here to Jack Payton. That ball's lifted into left center field, and it will drop in for a base hit in the left field gap. Drew Jones will backhand it. He'll make the toss in, and the throw will not be in time. And Jack Payton has his first base hit of the ball game. It is a double. And it'll bring up Cesar Quintas to the plate. Second extra base hit of the ball game. Both of them have come off of Rio Britton here in this seventh inning. Got the solo home run from Luke Schilliger. And now Jack Payton's double. And brings up Cesar Quintas to the plate. Is 2-for-3 in the ballgame. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will make his way out to the mound for the third time today. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. T-Mark had a word twice with when Daniel LaRondo was on the mound. And now he'll come out for Rio Britton trying to get him through the seventh inning. Atano is standing up in the Rawhide bullpen, but doesn't appear ready to check into the ballgame at this very exact moment. So it'll be Britton versus Quintas, his responsibility right here. San Jose, 9 hits here in the ballgame as we pass 2 hours of play so far. Right on the dot. Quintas will get ready for the deal. Britton looks at second base. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Going back to Paul Skeens earlier today. A 1-0 win for the Pirates over the Milwaukee Brewers. And Paul Skeens, 7 no-hit frames with 11 strikeouts. He's just one of 2 players in Major League history. It's been Paul Skeens and Nolan Ryan to have multiple starts of 6 or more innings with 11 strikeouts or more with no hits in the same season. So not bad company to be a part of if you're Paul Skeens. Just flew through the affiliate levels in the Pirates organization. 2-0 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 2-1. And very good. You look at the first 5 picks of last year's MLB draft. Paul Skeens, already an all-star in his first full year. And now Britton throws over to second. That one's going to sneak into outfield. Drew Jones is going to scoop it up. Here comes the throw to third. And the tag from Demetrio Crisantes will be in time, but it's going to be interference called against Anderson Rojas. And now D will make his way out for the second time in this inning. The throw went into center field. The catch was an attempt, but instead it was Anderson Rojas who kind of fell over the base runner, Jack Payton. That's the reason why he was stuck at second base so long, that Drew Jones had a chance to throw him out at third base. So a long conversation here between D. Gardner and Chad Lagana. D does not appear to be going down without a fight right now. San Jose leads this ball game 3-2 on 9 hits compared to Visalia's 7. And out of every discussion I've seen this season between any manager or coach or player and an umpire, this has likely been the longest one of the season. And he may have appeared to get the answer that he probably was not looking for, but that'll send him back to the dugout. So you got Jack Payton at third and 90 feet away from making this a 2-run ball game. 2-1 with 2-way. Here's the pitch from Britton, a half swing, and the count is now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2-way. Cesar Quintas so far home this year, 3 triples that leads the San Jose team. 2-2 with 2-way. Pitch. That one is called a strike. And it'll be the final pitch and the final out of the inning. So Rio Britton gives up the solo home run to Luke Schlicker, and it gives San Jose their second lead of the night, 3-2. And we head into the top of the 8th inning here at Eastside Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 3, Rawhide 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalia.rawhide.com.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
We officially have separation here in the top of the eighth inning. And now Demetrio Crisantes into right center field, going back towards the wall, and that ball is going to one hop the wall. Crisantes will go over to second base. He will hold up there, and it is a leadoff double for the Rawhide third baseman. Demetrio now 3-for-4 in the ball game, and he continues to find ways to get hits. Crisantes, his 12th multi-hit game of the year, his now fourth three-hit game. He's got 6 three-plus hit games here in 2024, and so far in the month of July entered today, he was batting .438 through 8 games. That's 14 hits with 22 bases. That's before he attack on what he's already done here in this ball game. Angel Ortiz at the plate. Marcelli looking to tie it up at 3. Bunt sign shown, and it's placed perfectly down to the third base line. Throw to first base, not in time, and Visalia has runners on the corners after back-to-back hits. As well-placed bunt as Ortiz is going to have on the night, and it's now going to bring up Drew Jones to the plate, who will play in his final game before the All-Star break. Jones will fly out tomorrow morning out to Arlington. He gets ready for the game on Sunday. Future game starting at 3 p.m. out at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. And now time called here as Luke Schlicker will make his way from behind home plate to have a word here with Ryan Vanderhey. Drew Jones talked to him earlier today before batting practice, asking how does he feel about being able to play in the Futures game and a part of the All-Star break, and he said very, very excited about the opportunity. He said the baseball part of it is just the bonus, being able to go and play with some of the top prospects and go see the top players in Major League Baseball. He says it's an honor. He's more looking forward to that than playing the game. He said he's looking forward to that part too, but that's just an extra added bonus. Earlier today, MLB Pipeline announcing the best hitters, runners, and pitchers. Looking towards this upcoming weekend, Drew Jones was listed as the best fielder with the highest grade behind the best runner, Chandler Simpson, with the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Drew Jones so far in 2024, a .963 fielding percentage with just 5 errors through 67 games. And Jones will take that one in the top of the zone for strike one. Other notable names alongside Jones in the Futures game on Sunday, Dylan Cruz, the best hitter, according to MLB Pipeline, gave him a 65 grade with the Washington Nationals organization. 0-1 with no outs, runners on the corners, Ortiz in motion, throw down to second base, and the throw is in time, but Ortiz able to slide underneath the bag, and now two runners in scoring position here for Visalia. A crucial stolen bag there. And he got Drew Jones, who's already had an RBI in his ball game. He looks at on a pair right here. And first base umpire Chad Lagana, he's had himself a pretty busy night as well. Jackson Feltner awaits on deck. Drew Jones, an RBI triple back in the fourth inning down the right field line. 1-1 with no outs. Vanderhey at the belt. Here's the pitch. Drew Jones, a slow roller to third. Here comes the throw to first base. It is in time, one away. We've seen Jones outrun plays like that this season. That time, not the case. A good recovery by Zaccone on the one-arm throw.
Yeah, first baseman, number 32, Jackson.
Getting late here for Visalia, down to your final five outs. And a prime seasoned opportunity to tie up this ball game or even take your first lead of the night. Luke Schlicker, the catcher, will make his way from behind home plate to have a word with his pitcher. So Schlicker will make his way back behind home plate. As Jackson Feltner gets ready to dig in, he's 1-for-3 on the ball game with an RBI double back in the fourth inning. One down here, infield plays in. Feltner looking for the sack fly, and he rips it up the middle. Crisantes will score. Ortiz will be waved home. Here comes a throw from Cassiani. It will be cut off, and Visalia takes their first lead of the night. They lead 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Jackson Feltner right up the middle, and Visalia's third hit of the ball game is the most important hit of the night. Visalia 10 hits in the ball game, and it now brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. So you got Jackson Feltner at first, Anderson Rojas at the plate. Rojas 0-for-2 in the ball game, and now he tries to send this one opposite field, and the count is now 0-1. Oh and one with one away. Here's the pitch, bunt sign shown. And Rojas is able to pull that one backwards, so the count is now 1-1. Anderson Rojas is here against right-handed pitching, batting 262. With 23 RBIs, 3 home runs, and 4 triples, that leads his Rawhide team. 1-1 with one away. Here's the pitch to Rojas. He takes that one downstairs for ball 2, 2-1. Visalia just looking for insurance at the moment. It will likely be the end of Rio Britton's ball game. You got Penny Otano warming up in the Rawhide bullpen. 2-1 with one away. Here's the pitch. Rojas takes out inside for ball 3, 3-1. How much longer will Vanderhey go in this ball game? He's gone 2 1/3, 3 hits, 2 earned runs. He's walked 2 batters, looking to avoid making it 3 right here. 3-1 with one down. The pause at the belt. Here's the pitch. And ground ball to the right side. It's going to sneak through the right side of the infield. Jackson Feltner will round second base. He'll go to third. The throw will be cut off by the shortstop, Ramon Peralta. Visalia runners on the corners once again. Brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Visalia's fourth hit of the night. Lance over to the Giants dugout. He'll stay in the ball game. The Riot have tacked on 4 hits in the inning. They're out hitting San Jose 11 hits to 9. Felt at third, Rojas at first. Adrian DeLeon in the ball game is 0 for 3, and that pitch is in there for a strike, 0 and 1. DeLeon struck out swinging back in the fourth. Outside of that, he's had 2 groundouts, including an inning-ending force out back in the fifth. 0-1 with one away. Runner in motion, and that throw's not going to get out of the hands of the catcher, Luke Schlicker. He popped up. He looked like he had a chance, but on the transfer out of the glove to the hand, the ball pops up into the air. Visalia once again, runners in scoring position. And the Rawhide stolen base leader gets another one right here. 0-2 with one away. DeLeon will use his batter's timeout and step out of the box. Up on deck is Wyatt Crenshaw. He started off the seventh inning. 0-2 with one away. Vanderhey paws at the belt. Here's his pitch. Ground ball to left side, and Adrian DeLeon's going to have his 24th RBI of the season. Jackson Feltner will come home to score, and Visalia leads his ballgame 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning. A 5-hit frame for the Hyde. And now the manager, Yedwin Villegas, is going to make his way out to the mound, and his ballgame will come to a conclusion. Ryan Vanderhey is done, and we are going to get our third arm of the ballgame for San Jose. Visalia 5, Giants 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into, we remain here in the top of the eighth inning, where we have our second pitching change of the ballgame for the Giants. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. The new pitcher in the ballgame for San Jose will be the right-hander, Ian Villars. 6'6", 245. The 23-year-old right-hander out of California, drafted in the eighth round of the 2021 MLB draft, pick number 236 from the Golden Bears. Third year in the Giants organization. The pitch on the way to Wyatt Crenshaw is inside for ball 2-2-1. So far with San Jose, he's 1-0 with a 4.91 ERA. He's appeared in 7 games so far this season. 8 strikeouts and 7 walks. Go through the stat line here for Ryan Vanderhey here in just a moment. Crenshaw popped this one up on the right side. Seal will be underneath it, and he'll be there for the grab. There's two down. That brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. The fifth time he steps up to the plate. Vanderhey, 2 1/3, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Here in today's ball game, and Yancel Luis steps up to the plate. Rides a 10-game on-base streak, tied for the second longest active streak on this Rawhide team. However, that streak is in jeopardy at the moment. And he's got likely one last at-bat to do so. Adrian De Leon will go over to second with nobody holding him on. So Visalia once again, 2 runners in scoring position in the inning. Visalia 5 hits here in the inning. They're looking for hit number 6 right now. 1-0, a two-way. And pause at the belt. Here's the pitch. And Luis fouls that one off to the left side. And the count is now 1-1. Those hits Visalia has had in an inning this season is 6. That was back on June 29th against Inland Empire. That was 2 Saturdays ago. 1-1 with two-way. Yancel Luis looking to add on right here. Here's the pitch inside, just underneath the feet, and the count is 2-1. Luis leads the California League through the first two games with 7 hits. Next closest player, Cameron Decker, and Zaccone with 5. Visalia is the only team in the California League that has not had a player of the week. Luis trying to position himself to become the first for the Rawhide this year. That pitch is downstairs for ball 3-1. 1 ball away from expanding the on-base streak to 11 straight games. 3-1 with 2 away. Coming a pitch on the way from Villers. And that one's sent into center field. And Yancel Luis will have an RBI. He'll score at least one. Here comes the throw. It'll be cut off. Adrian De Leon will score as well. And Visalia, 5 runs here in the top of the 8th inning. They lead San Jose 7-3. And Luis very fired up after the 2-run RBI single. And this will bring up the 9th Rawhide batter to the plate in the form of Christopher Torin. Rawhide trailed this ball game 3-2 entering the 8th inning. They put together 6 hits, 5 runs, and still the inning rolls on. Torin will take that one in there for strike number 1. Torin's lone hit in this ball game came back in the 5th, where he would be stranded at second base, 1 of 2 hits in that 5th frame. 0-1 pitch on the way from Villers, and that one is outside for ball 1, 1-1. Dimitro Crisantis awaits on deck if Torin can find a way to keep this inning rolling. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 away. Villers pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-2. Torin, four straight games now with a hit. Thanks to a single, he was 1 for 5 yesterday. He's 1 for 4 today. Trying to avoid falling, 1 for 5 here today. 1-2, 2 away. Here's the breaking ball. Grounded to the left side. Zaccone charges in. He'll gather and throw to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before Visalia takes their first lead of the night. 6 hits, 5 runs, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Visalia 7, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Penny Otano will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. Pitching change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, sail it to ResCon, and bye-bye bugs. Otano's first pitch was in there for a strike. However, pitch number two misses outside for ball one, 1-1. Bottom eight here in San Jose. Visalia leads 7-3. Charging in is Luis. He bobbled it for a moment, but a good recovery. Throw to first is in time, one away. But Giancarlo Cio will ground out to begin this inning. And now we'll bring up Ramon Peralta, 6, 7, and 8. Due up here for the Giants. Visalia put together 5 runs in the top half of the 8th. They trailed 3-2 entering the inning. However, just the second time this season that Visalia has had a 6-hit frame. And that one is swung on and missed to move the count to 0-1. Pitch on the way, fouled backwards. That is one run shy of the most runs in an inning this season. Visalia had 6 in the 5th inning on July 2nd against Rancho in a ball game where the Rawhide defeated the Quakes, final score 13-4. It was their second largest margin of victory on that night in the second game of the 6-game series last week. 0-2 with one away. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. And Peralta swinging on a pitch very inside. And there's 2 down here in the inning. Bringing Estelan Cassiani to the plate. Visalia pitching up to now 6 strikeouts in the ballgame. A pair from LaRondo, 3 from Britton, 1 from Otano. The 2-out pitch on the way is downstairs for ball 1, 1-0. Getting to know Otano a little bit more here in 2024. Started off the year out in Hillsboro where he had a 7.64 ERA through 19 games. So far through 2, he does not have a decision. He has a 6.0 ERA, 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. That pitch is upstairs for a ball. It's now 2-0. Penny Olotano got added to Visalia on July 2nd. 2-0 pitch on the way, sent into center field. And the future star, Drew Jones, will be there. He'll be able to make the grab, and it will send us to the top of the 9th inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 7, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Demetrio Crisantes will lead things off for Visalia here in the top of the ninth inning. He's the one that got it all started. And the top of the eighth inning, what does he have in store? He's looking for his fourth hit of the game. And that pitch is inside for ball one, 1-0. Crisantes, a double and a pair of singles in this ball game. Up to now 17 hits in the month of July. 1-0 pitch on the way to Demetrio. And that one is in there for a strike, 1-1. Up to now 12 multi-hit games on the season. Ian Villar just trying to send this to the bottom of the ninth inning in a four-run deficit. In the bottom of the ninth inning for San Jose, it'll be Elizabeth Diaz, Maui Ohuna, and Luke Schlieger. That is 9-1-2 for the Giants. San Jose trying to capture their 50th win of the season. They'd be the first team in the California League. Meanwhile, Visalia, they're looking to improve to 12-6 in the second half. Ground ball to the third base side. It's going to bounce off of the glove of Zaccone. It'll be eight by Ramon Peralta. And Visalia has a leadoff base runner here in the top of the ninth inning. And it'll officially go down as an E5 against Zaccone. That close to being hit number four of the game for Crisantes. And instead, it'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. It'll be San Jose's first error of the ball game. And now Villars once again with a run, working with a runner on first base. Here's the deal. That one's popped up over to short. And the grab is made. And there's one down here in the inning. Mistakes happen. That's where your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service. Surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. At 625-2318. 18. Drew Jones once again will step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 2-for-4. The one out deal on the way to Drew is outside for ball one, 1-0. Excited to see what Drew will do this upcoming Sunday. He'll be one of two Diamondbacks players. Be Davison De Los Santos with AAA Reno representing the D-backs as well. Last year it was Jordan Lawler and Ryan Bliss. Bliss earlier this year made his major league debut with the Seattle Mariners. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Here's a pitch to Jones, and that one is outside for ball 3-0. Ryan Bliss traded last year during the trade deadline. And the trade that brought Paul Sewald to Arizona as they tried to make that trip to the World Series that ultimately fell short to the Texas Rangers. Drew Jones will be walked. I'm going to bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. So Jones will get on base for the third time in this ball game. Drew becomes the first outfielder to represent the D-backs since 2022, when Corbin Carroll represented the D-backs. Corbin Carroll, the 2023 reigning National League Player of the Year. National League Rookie of the Year, should say. Pitches outside for ball one, 1-0. As a result of that Corbin Carroll Rookie of the Year, Arizona will have the 29th pick in the first round, and then they'll get the incentive pick for Carroll winning Rookie of the Year. They'll have pick number 31. Then the Baltimore Orioles will have pick number 32 for Gunnar Henderson winning Rookie of the Year. And then just three picks after Visalia gets, or after Arizona gets the incentive pick, the D-backs will have the competitive balance round A pick, the pick number 35. Jackson Feltner will foul that one off to the right side, and the count is now 1-2. So Arizona will have three draft selections within seven picks. Once again, pick number 29, the usual 30 teams that get their picks in the first round, the incentive pick for Corbin Carroll, and then the competitive balance round A pick. Jackson Feltner will send that one into center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. Being waved home is Crisantes. That ball is unable to be fielded cleanly by Cassiani. And now Demetrio Crisantes will take San Jose out of slam range. It's an 8-3 ball game here in the top of the ninth inning. Felt with his third hit of the night, a double and a pair of singles. So Drew Jones will go first to third off of the single. Demetrio Crisantes scores easily from in scoring position. The second time he scored in this ball game. And now brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Pitch is fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1. And you think about recent players who have been drafted in the competitive balance round. You look at Landon Sims back in 2022. Last year it was Caden Grice in the competitive balance round B. 0-1 with one away. Here's the pitch. Rojas off the edge of the bat. A slow roller to third. Bare hand grab. Throw to first base. Not in time. And every ball is seeming to bounce in Visalia's favor right now. Anderson Rojas will get on base, and it'll be Visalia's 15th hit of the night. There's been plenty of times this year where there has seemed to be plays that don't work in the Rawhide favor. Today has not been one of them, and especially after the eighth inning and onwards. Adrian DeLeon will step up to the plate. Ball game where he is 1-for-4. Visalia has scored 7 of their 9 runs in innings 8 and 9. And the pitch from Villers goes a swing and a miss, 0-1. With one away, the pause at the belt. Here's the pitch to Adrian DeLeon, a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2. Last time DeLeon was at the plate, it was an RBI single, his only hit of the ball game. 1-for-4 on the night. 0-2 with one away. Time called here as DeLeon will step out of the batter's box. Visalia 15 hits, San Jose 9. Right, have committed two errors. Meanwhile, San Jose has had one. 0-2 with one away. Here's the pitch. That one is at the top of the zone. Strike three. And DeLeon has struck out for the second time in this ball game, and it'll bring up Wyatt Crenshaw to the plate. Just the fourth strikeout on the ball game here for San Jose pitching. It's Villar's first punch out of the ball game. Now Wyatt Crenshaw, who is hitless in the ballgame, looks to get something going right here. He's 0-for-3. First pitch to Crenshaw is at the knees for strike number one. See if Peñoletano would check into the ballgame here in the ninth. D. Garner has used three Rawhide pitchers tonight. He started off with Denny Lerondo, moved over to Rio Britton, followed by Etano. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Crenshaw signed on July 17th after the draft. And that pitch is inside for ball two, 2-1. His best month for Hillsboro was in June, where he was batting .333. However, you look at his numbers in both April and May, both of those 2 months he was batting .091. 2-1 with two-way. Crenshaw's swing and a miss, and the count is now 2-2. I should say 2-1 after the swing and miss. Fellner at second. Rojas at first. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three. Vasily has most hits in a ball game this season, 18. Last time they did that was two Saturdays ago out at Inland Empire. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Payoff pitch, both runners in motion. Crenshaw will pop it up on the right side. We'll see if it stays in play. Mask will be popped up. It will be lifted into the bleachers out of play. Three and two and two down. Wyatt Crenshaw walked back in the seventh inning. That's the only time he's been on base in this game. Three and two, a two-way. Both runners in motion. Here's the payoff pitch. It's lifted into center field. Cassiani should have a fairly routine read on it. He's there for the grab. And we head into the bottom of the ninth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Vasily attacks on a pair of runs and lead this ball game 9-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VasilyRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health. Life.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
The team leader in games pitched in, Hayden Dirk, will check into the bowl game for his 26th of the season. He is 2-0 in 2024. First pitch on the way, and Hayden Dirk wasted no time getting on the mound and getting ready to pitch. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Lisbeth Diaz, Maui Ohuna, Luke Schlicker. Do up here in the frame. Off-speed breaker swung on and missed, 0-2. Hayden Dirk in 2024, 2-0 with a 2.11 ERA, 38 in a third innings of work, 56 strikeouts and 30 walks so far this season. 0-2 pitch fouled directly backwards. And the count remained 0-2. Drafted in the 13th round of the 2023 MLB draft out of Rice. The former Owl, last time we saw Dirk in action. Pitches inside for ball one, 1-2. You go back to last Saturday night. We're pitching an inning of work, gave up two earned runs, struck out a pair of batters. 9-3 is your score here in the bottom of the ninth inning. San Jose looking for their 10th hit to get some offense going. And that pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-2. Daniel Latano only went an inning of work, struck out a batter, did not allow an earned run. He went three up, three down in the eighth. 2-2, no outs. Here's the pitch. Once again, fouled off to the right side. So Diaz making this a little bit of a more difficult at-bat here to begin the bottom of the ninth inning. Rye trying to go one game below 500 with a win here tonight. Trying to improve to 41-42. Dirk's pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. One down here in the inning. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gidd. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And Dirk is now up to seven punch-outs as a team for Visalia in this game. Last time Visalia was one game below 500, you have to go back to April 27th, and they're one out away as Jackson Feltner will step on first base for out number one. Out number two, should say. Maui Ohuna, an 0-for-4 ball game, and it brings up Luke Schlicker to the plate. Been a long time waiting for Visalia to be this close to 500 in the overall record. And the pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Luke Schlicker last time up, a solo home run on Rio Britton. It was one of just two hits that the former Wolfpack pitcher gave up. This ball on the right side, a chance to end it. Rojas to first in time, and Visalia takes the third game of the six-game series, and they have their first lead against San Jose in 2024. They lead the series 2-1 thanks to 7 runs in the last 2 frames, and Visalia pulls off the win. Final score, 9-3. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll go through today's ballgame. A lot to unpack here at here in San Jose. Once again, Visalia 9, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Well, for the first time since April, Visalia is back within one game of 500. They improved to 41-42 overall, and they remain in firm control here of the California League South. They are now 12-6. And meanwhile, for San Jose, they fall to 12-6 as well. It was a slow game at the start, but things heated up towards the latter end of this ball game. So let's start from the top. Dimitri Kersantis, third batter of the ball game. He recorded his first of 3 hits in the ball game. He's now got 12 multi-hit games since joining Visalia in mid-June. However, after the Dimitri Kersantis single, Angel Ortiz would fly out into left field, and the top half of the first inning would come to a conclusion. Bottom of the first, Denny Lorando, he had some troubles to work with after 2 quick outs. Charlie Zaccone, one of back-to-back hits in the inning, and then a walk to Jack Payton. Cesar Quintas ends up striking out looking, and inning number one comes to a conclusion, 0-0. However, in the bottom of the second inning, San Jose would get their first lead of the ballgame. It would be Giancarlo Cio, who would be hit by a pitch against Denny Laurando. Then Ramon Peralta, a single. Two batters later, it would be Lispel Diaz. One of two hits in the ballgame, it would be an RBI base hit that would score Giancarlo Cio. And at the end of two, San Jose led the ballgame 1-0. Then in the bottom of the third inning, San Jose tacks on another run. Charlie Zaccone leads things off with a single. Two batters later, it is a Cesar Quintas RBI base hit. Charlie Zaccone comes home to score, and the Giants lead the ballgame 2-0. Visalia would respond, however, in the top of the fourth inning. It'd be a strikeout from Demetrio Crisantes to begin the inning. Then three straight base hits. Angel Ortiz with the double. Drew Jones with a triple. Jackson Feltner with a double. Three straight extra base hits. Jones and Feltner get credited with an RBI. Then two straight outs. Puts the ball game to the bottom of the fourth inning. But at the end of four, Visalia and San Jose were knotted up at two apiece. We fast forward later into the ballgame into the seventh inning, where in the bottom half of the frame, it was Luke Schlieger with a solo home run against Rio Britton. It would give San Jose their second lead of the night. And he thought, would that be enough to get San Jose to the finish line? A couple minutes later, that answer would be determined. Visalia, five runs in the top of the eighth inning, just the second time this season where they have had a six-frame inning, six runs, five hits, one left on base. Visalia bats through the order once, including Demetrio Crisantes, who started off the frame. He got a double. He would eventually come home to score. It would be his first extra base hit of the night, and it would be three hits in the ballgame for Crisantes. Jackson Feltner looked good as well tonight. He was 3-for-5 with a pair of singles, a double, two RBIs, and a run. Drew Jones, 2-for-4 as well, as those are your top performers, Feltner, Jones, and Crisantes. Then in the top of the ninth inning, Visalia adds on some insurance runs thanks to an RBI single from Jackson Feltner and an RBI knock from Anderson Rojas. And Visalia led 9-3 heading into the bottom of the ninth inning. And then Hayden Dirk checks into the ballgame. Fourth pitcher used by manager D. Gardner, and he retires the side in order. And Visalia captures the third game of the series, final score 9-3. Winning pitcher for today's ballgame, Rio Britton. He improves to 1-4 with a 4.47 ERA. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher for San Jose is Ryan Vanderhey. He's now 0-1 with a 5.19 ERA. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for Game 4 of the six-game series. Visalia is victorious on this Thursday night. You're listening to Rawhide Postgame right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to San Jose. We get ready to wrap things up on this Thursday night. Visalia ends up defeating the San Jose Giants, final score 9-3. Time to check in on the out-of-town scoreboard. We're out at San Manuel Stadium in Inland Empire. The 66ers and Nuts are heading into the top of the 10th inning, knotted up at 7 apiece. Modesto, four runs in the top half of the 4th inning, was enough to bring them back in the ballgame, a pair of runs in the 5th. So in the top of the 10th, two outs and a runner on second base. Meanwhile, out at Banner Island Ballpark out in Stockton, Rancho currently leads the Ports 8-7. That game is currently in the bottom of the seventh inning. One other game is final at the moment. It is Lake Elsinore and Fresno. The Lake Elsinore Storm defeat the Fresno Grizzlies. Final score 10-5. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, out in High A, Tri-City currently leads Hillsboro 3-1. That game is currently in the bottom of the ninth inning. Out in Double A, Amarillo, a big game tonight. 5 runs were scored in the top of the ninth inning. They defeat the San Antonio Missions, final score 9-3. And then at the AAA level, the Reno Aces cruise to a win against the Round Rock Express, final score 9-4. Lastly, at the major league level, it's the Arizona Diamondbacks against the Atlanta Braves. Final score there, 1-0. It was Eugenio Suarez who had the solo home run. That was a difference maker in the ballgame today out at Chase Field. Meanwhile, talking about tomorrow's ball game, it'll be a matchup with Nate Savino on the mound. He's struggled as of lately for Visalia, including his outing on the 4th of July, where he's only able to go 2/3 of an inning before he was pulled out of the ball game, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, and 2 strikeouts. So Savino will look to improve on that last performance. His longest outing of the season so far, 2 innings of work. That was last time out at Inland Empire, where he went 2 innings of work, 2 strikeouts, and 3 earned runs. Meanwhile, on the other side of things for the San Jose Giants, it will be Esmeralda Vinicio, the left-hander, 6'2", 141, the 21-year-old southpaw so far in 2024, 5-0 with a 4.15 ERA. He'll be making his 4th start of the season. He has faced off against Visalia already this year. It was on April 11th in a ballgame where he went 3 innings of work, 4 strikeouts, did not allow an earned run in that ball game. So Vinicio versus Savino tomorrow night here in San Jose with a 7 p.m. first pitch, the latest start time here of this series. One final time tonight, Visalia defeats San Jose, final score 9-3. The Rawhide 9 runs on 15 hits and 2 errors. Meanwhile, for the Giants, they score 3 runs on 9 hits and 1 error. Rio Britton is the winning pitcher today. He's 1-4 with a 4.47 ERA. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher is Ryan Vanderhey. He is 0-1 with a 5.19 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 45 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,223 fans here at Excite Ballpark. Tomorrow's first pitch starts at 7 p.m. That means we'll be live on the air starting at 6:50. Until we talk tomorrow night, Visalia victorious in Game 3, final score 9-3. Until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying, have a great night and go Rawhide.